Crestview Manor, Alexandria, DD-R-01.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. In 1986, the Internal Revenue Service notified the Crestview Manor Nursing Home in Evansville that it was going to be fined over $5,000 for not filing certain bureaucratic forms by computer. It wasn't because Crestview Manor didn't file the forms on time. They did, but they simply hadn't filed by computer. When told of this misplaced IRS action, Senator Dave Durenberger stepped in on behalf of Crestview Manor. Dave Durenberger demanded an abatement from the IRS. The IRS bureaucrats relented, and Crestview Manor was spared a penalty that would have ultimately been passed on to the nursing home residents.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
This is St. Cloud Manor, St. Cloud, DD-R-02.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. In 1986, the Internal Revenue Service notified the St. Cloud Manor Nursing Home in St. Cloud that it was going to be fined over $5,000 for not filing certain bureaucratic forms by computer. It wasn't because St. Cloud didn't file the forms on time, they did. But they simply hadn't filed by computer. When told of this misplaced IRS action, Senator Dave Durenberger stepped in on behalf of St. Cloud. Dave Durenberger demanded an abatement from the IRS. The IRS bureaucrats relented, and St. Cloud was spared a penalty that would have ultimately been passed on to the nursing home residents.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Wooddale Nursing Home, Marshall, DD-R-03.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. In 1986, the Internal Revenue Service notified the Wooddale Nursing Home in Redwood Falls that it was going to be fined almost $6,000 for not filing certain bureaucratic forms by computer. It wasn't because Wooddale didn't file the forms on time. They did. But they simply hadn't filed by computer. When told of this misplaced IRS action, Senator Dave Durenberger stepped in on behalf of Wooddale. Dave Durenberger demanded an abatement from the IRS. The IRS bureaucrats relented, and Wooddale was spared a penalty that would have ultimately been passed on to the nursing home residents.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
This is Lake Haven Nursing Home, Worthington, DD-R-04.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. In 1986, the Internal Revenue Service notified the Lake Haven Nursing Home in Worthington that it was going to be fined over $7,000 for not filing certain bureaucratic forms by computer. It wasn't because Lake Haven didn't file the forms on time. They did, but they simply hadn't filed by computer. When told of this misplaced IRS action, Senator Dave Durenberger stepped in on behalf of Lake Haven. Dave Durenberger demanded an abatement from the IRS. The IRS bureaucrats relented, and Lake Haven was spared a penalty that would have ultimately been passed on to the nursing home residents.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
This is Pleasant Manor, Austin, DD-R-05.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. In 1986, the Internal Revenue Service notified the Pleasant Manor Nursing Home in Faribault that it was going to be fined nearly $6,000 for not filing certain bureaucratic forms by computer. It wasn't because Pleasant Manor didn't file the forms on time. They did, but they simply hadn't filed by computer. When told of this misplaced IRS action, Senator Dave Durenberger stepped in on behalf of Pleasant Manor. Dave Durenberger demanded an abatement from the IRS. The IRS bureaucrats relented, and Pleasant Manor was spared a penalty that would have ultimately been passed on to the nursing home residents.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
This is Roseau Border Crossing, Roseau, DD-R-06.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. Just this year, the U.S. Customs Service tried to close the Roseau border crossing to partial truckload shipments. Polaris Industries, a major employer in Roseau, would be hard hit by the restrictions. A manufacturer of snowmobiles and ATVs, Polaris would be unable to receive parts overnight. This would decrease production and increase the threat of layoffs. Realizing the impact these border restrictions would have on the people of Roseau, Senator Dave Durenberger urged Customs to reconsider its decision. In June, Customs reversed itself, and the Roseau border crossing will remain open to partial truckload shipments.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Local Trains, Moorhead, DD-R-07.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. For years, emergency services for Moorhead residents have been jeopardized by long coal trains. Often exceeding 100 cars, these trains can severely limit road-level crossings for emergency services. When seconds count, police, fire trucks, and ambulances are forced to wait. Concerned by this danger, Senator Dave Durenberger secured a place for the 21st Street Grade Separation Project in a Senate transportation bill. The bill was vetoed by President Reagan. Standing up for Moorhead, Senator Dave Durenberger cast the deciding vote to override the president's veto, and construction of the project is beginning this fall.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
This is Blue Ribbon, Fairmont. DD-R-08.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. Last year, the Fairmont-based Blue Ribbon Foundation applied to the Internal Revenue Service for nonprofit status. Blue Ribbon provides training and assistance to farmers hard hit by the farm crisis. Well, the IRS lost the application, then gave Blue Ribbon the runaround because the foundation was the first of its kind. A strong believer in public-private partnerships like Blue Ribbon, Senator Dave Durenberger contacted the IRS and strongly urged approval of the Blue Ribbon request. The IRS relented, and Blue Ribbon was declared tax-exempt. Now, more Fairmont-area farmers can benefit from Blue Ribbon relief.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader, paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Lake Region Hospital, Fergus Falls, DD-R-09.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. Just a few years ago, Lake Region Hospital was facing a severe financial crisis. The crisis was caused in part by inequities in Medicare spending for rural hospitals. Lake Region was faced with devastating layoffs and restrictions on surgical procedures as cost-cutting measures. When Senator Dave Durenberger learned of the situation, he stepped in on behalf of Lake Region Hospital and convinced Congress to change the law. This gave Lake Region Hospital a new Medicare status. The result? Nearly $1 million more Medicare dollars per year and a fully staffed, highly rated rural hospital.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader, paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Community Memorial Hospital, Winona, DD-R-10.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. Last year, Community Memorial Hospital in Winona was facing a severe financial crisis. The crisis was caused in part by inequities in Medicare spending for rural hospitals. Community Memorial was faced with devastating layoffs and restrictions on surgical procedures. There was even talk of closing the hospital completely. When Senator Dave Durenberger learned of the situation, he stepped in on behalf of Community Memorial and convinced Congress to change the law. This gave a new Medicare status to Community Memorial. The result? Increased Medicare funding and a fully staffed professional community hospital.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader, paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Rice Memorial Hospital, Wilmer, DD-R-11.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. In 1983, Rice Memorial Hospital in Wilmer was facing a severe financial crisis due in part to inequities in Medicare spending for rural hospitals. Rice Memorial was faced with devastating layoffs and restrictions on surgical procedures. When Senator Dave Durenberger learned of the situation, he stepped in on behalf of Rice Memorial and convinced Congress to change the law. This gave the hospital a new status that guaranteed its eligibility for increased Medicare funds. But in 1986, Rice Memorial was threatened again. Again, Dave Durenberger stepped in and ensured that the status of Rice Memorial Hospital was protected.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader, paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Emmanuel St. Joseph's Hospital, Mankato, DD-R-12.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. In 1983, Emmanuel St. Joseph's Hospital in Mankato was facing a severe financial crisis due in part to inequities in Medicare spending for rural hospitals. The hospital was faced with devastating layoffs and restrictions on surgical procedures. When Senator Dave Durenberger learned of the situation, he stepped in on behalf of Emmanuel St. Joseph's and convinced Congress to change the law. This gave the hospital a new status that guaranteed its eligibility for increased Medicare funds. But in 1986, Emmanuel St. Joseph's was threatened again. Again, Dave Durenberger stepped in and ensured that the status of Emmanuel St. Joseph's was protected.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Zumbro Flood Control, Rochester, DD-R-13.
A river winding through a city can be a beautiful sight. But the beauty turned to horror in 1978 when the Zumbro River overflowed its banks. Our business district was devastated and five of Rochester's citizens lost their lives. That was the year Dave Durenberger was elected as our senator. He pledged that he would do everything in his power to prevent a tragedy like that from ever happening again. A freshman senator, Dave Durenberger immediately went to work using sheer determination to begin pushing this flood control project through a reluctant Congress. After years of congressional wrangling, Senator Durenberger succeeded, and the Zumbro River Flood Control Project is well underway.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Paper Mill, Duluth, DD-R-14.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. In September 1985, the Lake Superior Paper Company decided to build its new paper mill in Duluth. The plant would directly employ some 600 people and indirectly create jobs for almost 2,000 more. Then the U.S. House of Representatives changed the tax laws, and the plant and the jobs were in jeopardy. Senator Dave Durenberger knew how important the project was to the people of Duluth and northern Minnesota. So he fought a reluctant Congress and got Lake Superior Paper grandfathered in under the old tax laws. The plant opened in May and is now so successful that the company is considering expanding, adding 200 more new jobs.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
DDR 16, 62nd, top priority.
In his 10 years in the Senate, Dave Durenberger's top priority has always been bettering the lives of Minnesota's older citizens. Dave Durenberger knows Minnesota. He knows a sound, dependable retirement system is vital to thousands of Minnesota seniors, including his own parents. Because Dave Durenberger cares so much about our elderly, naturally, he was a leader in the effort to rescue Social Security. Dave's folks and thousands like them can now depend on Social Security long into the future, thanks to Dave Durenberger. And understanding so well the special needs of older Minnesotans, Dave Durenberger is the clear leader on improving and expanding health care. His strong, relentless efforts were crucial in saving Medicare. Minnesota's elderly will now benefit directly from the new comprehensive catastrophic health care system. Again, thanks to Dave Durenberger. Senator Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader.
Paid for by Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.
Deeply concerned, Winona, DDR 17.
Dave Durenberger works for rural Minnesota. Every year, our rural hospitals like Winona's Community Memorial face greater and greater challenges. Sometimes these challenges come in the form of inequities in Medicare funding, inequities that can lead to financial hardship. Dave Durenberger became deeply concerned about the danger of poor Medicare reimbursement for Winona Community Memorial. Senator Dave Durenberger convinced Congress to change the law regarding Medicare and rural hospitals. Community Memorial now receives more Medicare funding, and the people of Winona continue to receive competent, professional medical care.
This is Dave Durenberger. When I'm out in Washington, I work on some pretty tough national and international issues. But what's most important to me is solving the problems that are faced by Minnesotans every day. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's my job.
Dave Durenberger, Minnesota's experienced, effective leader. Paid for by the Durenberger 88 Re-Election Committee.